then what's my question?
Where are we?
Where are we? It's a very simple question, isn't it? Where are we? What are we doing? Apparently, as far as I remember, we are reading Masnavi. What is Masnavi? For is not just one event, because there is no one stuff here. We are talking beyond the logic, we are talking about spirituality, we are talking about transformation, we are talking about self-improvement and self-making, we are talking about understanding what human being is. We are trying to understand why are we here and what should we do. All of that, right? All of that is the subject. This is what we are looking for. We are looking for the invisible. That's what it is. Physical existence is scientifically somehow explained. And we know a little bit about it. Now I could say a little bit. In time of Rumi, it was difficult to say this. Now I say, 95% of the existence, we don't know what it is. It's dark matter, dark energy, black hole, blah, blah, blah. We don't know. Is that important? Always better that we don't know than the people who knew everything. This is up to 100 years ago. Who is in a better position? Aha! This is one of the tricks. Knowing that you don't know is fantastic. Because when you don't know, you don't know. You think that you know. So you're silly. Period. The main thing is to understand that I don't know it all. That's the subject. Let's come back again from the beginning. This is the book which is wrote how? No other book is like this. Do you remember? How a book will be written. Somebody will sit down and will write a book, right? This is not the case here. The guy is walking around and talking and singing and dancing. Then they will put down when he will be excited and he will not talk. He will say the poetry. They write down the poetry. Next day, he will edit it. This is how this book is written. Isn't it different between this and the others? And it took years. Means what? Means this is not some speech. For years, everybody is coming and sitting and listening to one subject only, love. He said it in book one, remember? We are talking about love. Everybody thinks that they understand what love is, but nobody does. The only people who understand what love is are the people who are in love, are hunted by love. Right? So, he said, sit down. What do you want to hear? He said, listen, you were this fellow, a philosopher, a teacher, a master, blah, 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 all of that. Then suddenly a guy came, and in a couple of days, you turned around. You didn't like the poetry. Now you love it. You let go of all those activities, and you're doing only one thing, helping others to change. We want to hear that. He said, okay, let me tell you. You want to change? You want to change from what? From what you are. So first you should know what you are, then change. Let me explain the problem with you. First, in knowledge, when you found this, you gave everything to this, and that's it. And this is doing what? This is making the rules. Right? Rules of logic. This is what it is. Okay. When there is a rule, there is an exception. We want to talk about that exception. Do you remember the first paragraph? ترک استثناء مرادم قسوتی است نه همین گفتن که This is I mean from deep down in your heart you should believe in exception. Why? You tell me. Why? Because with all these rules, there is no rules. Every single existence is unique and exception, isn't it? From subatomic particle to galaxies. Let go of all of that. Human beings. Have you seen two persons exactly the same? Even the twins are not exactly the same. We are unique. You are unique. So you could really understand what you are and change. This is the first principle. You should understand what you are. You gave everything to your brain and it was good. It was useful up to some age. Then suddenly something happened inside and there was some strange stuff. Sexuality came in. You changed drastically, right? Then something in there doesn't like these rules and logics. There are times that he says it's not fair. What is fairness? Oh, what is honesty? These doesn't belong here. There is the passion is here. You have a heart. You don't believe it because you think that you are your brain. So, look at you. When your brain is locked, then what? Then you are flying and going here and there and doing the impossible. You're dreaming. Ha ha ha, what's that? One third of your life, you are sleeping. Means your brain, there is something else over there. The passion. What about that? He said, okay, let's start with this. First, you have to believe in exception. And for understanding this exception, you have to do something. There are rituals for this. First, you should bow down. The arrogance is the main barrier. So, first paragraph, when the king realized that this exceptional situation doesn't work, he took off the shoes and went to the mosque. To be humble, to understand the other state of being. When I'm that emotional, I'm not a normal animal that I am. So there are rituals, you should understand this, and it doesn't happen except you believe in it. If you believe in it and you're waiting for it, it will come to you. It will teach you. But you should know that you are full of problems because your beginning is an animal. So first, what do you see? Just the face. You don't see the deep. Do you remember the parrot and the bald fellow? That's how you rule are. Second, jealousy. Oh my God, there is nothing worse than that. Because jealousy is the feeling of animals towards each other. And it's exactly opposite of the relationship we understand within human beings. So jealousy. Then, arguments about being forced to this, or you have the liberty to do it. Jabran ikhtiyar. Give me a break. Let me take you to the animal life and compare the lion with the others. To talk about the difference between this nature. In here, the hidden treasure is in you. Who hide it? You. Your merchant. This parrot is in the cage by your merchant, the parrot of love. And that parrot of love wants only one thing, to get out of the cage of your merchant. And it will die for that. Let's make it short. Whatever you do, you are trying to please the people around you. For a single moment, sit down and try to please how? Yeah, try it. Because you have a duality in yourself. You are your brain and your heart. The lady and the husband. The lady is trying to rule. And the husband is useless. Nonsense. Because it doesn't belong here. The brain was for here, it was enough for all animals, wasn't it? For billions of years, brain for animal is enough. For human being, there is something else. That something else inside is useless. It should come out. That something else is for out of me. Why? That's the beginning of real me. Because my personality, my humanity is formed outside. That's what it is. Said so, you should understand that the brain should remain there. Zip it, not nagging anymore. And your heart should come out. Where? Oh, there is always a caliph. There is always a representative. I don't mean the caliph of Ottoman Empire. Caliph means, what is the meaning of caliph? It means replacement, somehow the second person, that's caliph. And there are, but you cannot find them. They will find you. You take that little bit of information you have and you take it there. Then you will travel and they will show you what the river is. Then you could think about them. Then you could think about them. Then you could think about them. Then you could think about them.